You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, October 31st. I'm Ben Walsh, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 15 cents. That's how much General Electric earned per share in the third quarter, the company said on Wednesday. But there's a caveat to that number. It's earnings based only on ongoing operations. Add in one-time expenses and things look a little worse. Then GE lost 15 cents a share. Investors made it very clear which calculation method they were paying attention to. GE stock rose more than 11% on Wednesday. The stock's jump could also have something to do with another earnings reveal. GE had said it expected to have zero free cash flow this year. Now, the company has raised that number to $1 billion. The next number up is 25 basis points. That's how much the Federal Reserve cut interest rates by, again, on Wednesday. And on that news, investors sent the S&P 500 to a new all-time high. It's the third time this year the Fed has lowered rates by a quarter of a percentage point. So what's different this time? It seems the central bank is now less eager to keep cutting rates. It played down chances of a fourth rate cut in 2019, especially by removing language saying that the Fed would, quote, act as appropriate to keep growth humming. Now, the bank just said it will, quote, monitor the implications of new data. Our last number is 1.9%. That's how much the U.S. economy grew in the third quarter. That's according to new data from the Commerce Department out on Wednesday. The growth was helped by robust government and consumer spending. In other words, the American consumer is still shopping. And it's better growth than what economists had expected, but still slower than previous quarters. A less positive piece of data from the recent report was on business investment. It's falling as the trade war drags on. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, October 31st. I'm Ben Walsh, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.